Next, we have our first feature. Richard Matthew writes and reads his regular history piece. This month, he looks at the Norwich Crusade and the Fighting Bishop.
Most of us know a bit about the medieval Crusades, when knights and armies went to recover Jerusalem and other areas of the Holy Land from Muslim forces between 1095 and 1291. But few have heard, I suspect, of the Norwich Crusade about 100 years later, or know that the leader was the Bishop of Norwich, Henry Le Despenser, known as the Fighting Bishop. Henry Le Despenser was born around 1341, educated at Oxford, and at the age of 11 was a canon of Llandaff in South Wales. As a young man, he had served in Pope Urban's army in Italy, and in 1370 he was appointed by the Pope to be Bishop of Norwich. Before the Norwich Crusade, he had played a prominent role in the defeat of rebels in Norfolk who were part of the Peasants' Revolt. The revolt had started in Kent and London in 1381, and it quickly spread to other parts of England, and some rebels occupied Norwich, then one of the most important cities in the realm. Despenser was 100 miles away in Rutland, but he hurried back to Norfolk with a large force, where he found the rebels encamped in North Walsham. Despenser himself led the assault and overpowered his enemies in hand-to-hand fighting. Many of the peasants were slain or captured, including the rebels' leader, who was hanged, drawn, and quartered soon afterwards, personally supervised by Despenser. The rigour with which he put the rebellion down made him highly unpopular in Norfolk, and at one point there was a plot to murder him, which was discovered and put down. 2 years after these events, Despenser was appointed by Pope Urban to be the leader of the Norwich Crusade. The earlier Crusades had been a spiritual enterprise, carrying out God's work, and the Pope promised forgiveness of sins for those going on a crusade. But the Norwich Crusade was not involved with the Holy Land, and its only religious aspect was that Pope Urban VI wanted to force the French to accept him as the true Pope rather than a rival called Pope Clement. A major aim of this crusade was, in fact, to aid our allies in Flanders, that is, modern-day Belgium, and to reopen trade routes between England and the Low Countries. But Despenser obtained permission to raise money for the crusade by selling indulgences by which people could receive forgiveness of their sins. The army raised consisted of some 8,000 men, which crossed to Calais and proceeded to attack Gravelines, a region in France halfway between Flanders and Calais, which was in the hands of the French. Despenser quickly secured the area, reopening several crucial trade routes, but although he had military experience, he was not an adept leader, and he struggled to keep the men united or under control, and quickly the crusade descended into chaos. After securing Gravelines, Henry led his men to lay siege to the town of Ypres, a curious choice, as the people living there supported the same Pope as England did. Confused by his actions, captains in the crusade reported the events back to King Richard II, making it clear that they had no confidence in Henry. The French retaliated by sending relief forces to regain control of the area and to repel the English invasion. After regaining control of Gravelines, the bishop sued for peace with the French and retreated back to England. King Richard II was furious with Le Despenser, for the crusade had actually strengthened France's position. Henry was put on trial, ordered to pay back the entire cost of the crusade, and was removed from his position as Bishop of Norwich, although he was reinstated 2 years later. It seems that his nickname of the Fighting Bishop described not just his military activities, but his character also, and he continued to be controversial, mainly because of the vigorous methods he used to maintain control over the laity in his diocese. For over a decade, he was involved in disputes with the chapter of Norwich Cathedral and with other religious communities. One source described him as, quote, arrogant and headstrong, unquote. And in 1377, he had been attacked by the townspeople of King's Lynn because he had tried to claim precedence over the mayor of the town. One of his enemies described him as, quote, a man distinguished neither in learning nor discretion, unbridled and insolent, unquote. Despenser took active steps to maintain orthodoxy in his own diocese, and he was active in the suppression of some heretics known as Lollards, forerunners of the later Protestants, and he swore that they should be burnt or beheaded. At the end of his life, he was still involved in military activities with King Richard's forces in his attempts to repel Henry Bolingbroke, later Henry IV. Despenser died in 1406, and he left us one very beautiful work of art, the Despenser Retable, or Reredos, which he commissioned, and which today forms the altarpiece in St Luke's Chapel in Norwich Cathedral. It's one of the finest surviving examples of late 14th century church art anywhere in Europe. He was buried in Norwich Cathedral before the high altar.